What's up? Welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. I'm driving home and I had a great day, but then it ended on such a bad note. Oh my god. So I groomed this standard poodle, and she usually has a lot of work to do combing her out, you know, because they like to keep her long and have her big hair and big pom-poms and just, you know, flared out legs. And, you know, it's fun to do, but it's just a lot of work. Anyways, once she was done, I was just so happy. I was so proud of her. She was so happy, you know. And so I'm taking videos of her to put on my Instagram and Facebook and stuff. And, you know, everything was good, right? And then before I started cleaning up, I decided I'm gonna go inside and use the restroom. So I opened the door because I'm in the garage. I opened the door just because I didn't know that I was by myself. I didn't know that nobody was home. I just assumed somebody was there because somebody was there in the morning. And anyways, so I open the door and the alarm goes off. I'm like, oh no. And I see it's red, and red usually doesn't mean, you know, anything good, you know. Red usually means bad news. I'm like, oh no. And so I close the door and I text the owner, like, oh, I think I set the alarm off, you know, I'm really sorry. And then sure enough, it's beeping, and then sure enough, alarm goes off, you know, the alarm, the siren. Oh man, so now I'm freaking out. So I call her. So I call my client and she doesn't pick up, and I'm just like, oh my god, you know. And I'm just starting to just pack up at this point, you know. The feeling, the urge to use the restroom went away. Fear just, I guess, panic chased it away. And so now I don't even have to use the restroom. I'm just packing up, trying to sweep up everything, and then you know, after a while it turns off. I'm just like, oh my god, I don't know what happened, but hopefully everything's okay. And so it turns off, and then the husband comes home, and you know, I was like, I'm so sorry, the alarm went off. And he was like, yeah, what happened? I was like, I opened the door to use the restroom, and you know, I didn't realize nobody was home, and the alarm went off. And I was like, man, I'm so sorry, I'm an idiot, you know. And he was like, yeah, next time just call, you know. I was like, I didn't think there was nobody home, you know. Oh my god. And he was like, yeah, it's all right. He was like, I turned it off. And then I'm in my car about to leave, and then a cop pulls up. So he pulls up right behind my car. So I get out, and I was like, are you here for the alarm? He was like, yeah. And I told him, you know, it's my fault, I'm really sorry I set it off. And he was like, do you have a key to the house? I was like, no. He was like, why are you here? And I was like, I was grooming the dog in the garage. And he was like, okay. And I was like, well, you know, the owners are home. And he was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, do you need me to stick around for anything? And, you know, he was like, no, you're fine. So I leave. And then the owner, my client calls me, and she's like, you know, what happened? And oh my god, I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm an idiot, you know. I was, you know, after I was done with Dolce, I was kind of holding it, and I had to use the restroom. And so I opened the door, not realizing that no one was home, and the alarm was set. And so the alarm went off, and I panicked, and you know, I just closed the door, and you know, I was like, I'm really sorry. And she was like, yeah, next time just call or text before you go in there. And I was like, I know. I mean, oh my god, now I feel like a weirdo. Like, you know, like what? But I thought someone was home. You know, I didn't know that nobody was home. And had I known nobody was home, I wouldn't have gone in there, you know, shoot. So anyways, I struggle with, like, you know, insecurity and anxiety as it is. So here I am, just, you know, trying to deal with the anxiety. Oh man, like, oh no, they're mad at me, you know, they probably don't want to come back, you know, they probably think I'm a weirdo, like all this stuff. But you know, I just getting better these days at just breathing the anxiety away. Just breathe and just, you know, tell myself, so what, you know, like, I know that I didn't mean anything you know, wrong. I didn't have any bad intentions or anything. I didn't mean to set off the alarm. You know, it was all unintentional. And, you know, just, it happened, you know. And, you know, I told them, I apologize. I told them I feel terrible about it. You know, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. And, you know, it is what it is. And I just told myself, okay, they might be upset. You know, they might be a little inconvenienced about that, you know, I mean, but that's okay, right? Things happen. It wasn't like I did it on purpose. And then I was telling myself, man, what if they don't want you to come back, you know? Shoot, this morning I was texting her because I was stuck in traffic, really heavy traffic, and on 285, this highway I used to get to their place, there's a car stopped. The Waze GPS was like, there's a car stopped ahead, you know, heavy traffic. I'm like, freak, man. I already went through a bunch of traffic getting to that point, and then now it was like standstill traffic. So I'm texting her, letting her know I'm going to be late, you know, in the morning. Then I bust their alarm. Oh my God. And so, you know, the insecure part of me is like, you know, you're an idiot, you're a failure, you know, how stupid can you be and everything. And I'm just, I'm getting better at just catching myself and being more aware of my self-talk and, you know, just answering back like, yes, I mean, I didn't mean for that to happen. You know, things happen, you know, plans change, you know, and you know, I didn't have any bad intentions. That's just what happened, and it's okay, you know. And then it's like, oh, well, what if they don't like you anymore? What if they're upset and they don't want you to come back to groom their dog? I just tell myself it's okay. You know, I have lots of people emailing me and people that I have to turn away because I can't fit them on my schedule, and so yeah, it's fine. I'll always have work to do. You know, it's like, you know, they can fire me. That's okay. They can tell me they don't want me to come back, but it's not gonna ruin me, you know. It's not gonna, like, it's not like I'm gonna be destitute, you know, and go broke and end up on the street, you know, with homeless, no way to feed myself or my dogs, you know. It's like, none of that's gonna happen. It's gonna be fine, you know. And also, they're probably cool with it, you know. Even when she called, she was like, it's fine, you know, just next time call or text me, you know. And I told her, yeah, I just didn't think that I was there by myself. I thought that somebody was home, and I'm really sorry about that, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, everything's fine. I just gotta tell myself everything's fine, you know. Just, yeah, it's interesting. If anybody that's listening to this, if you guys struggle with anxiety as well, you kind of know what I'm talking about. You kind of feel shaky, kind of feel a little weak, you know, a little shaky. You kind of feel like panicked, and all these horrible thoughts, you know, worst case scenarios are running through your mind. But for me, I'm just thinking, you know, everything's fine, it's okay. And even if the worst case scenario, they're upset and they don't want me to come and groom their dog anymore, that's okay, it's fine, you know, it's all right. And I know that I didn't have any bad intentions, and you know, I know that I didn't mean for that to happen. It just happened. It was unintentional. And being late this morning, you know, going through traffic, that was unintentional as well. I couldn't have planned for that, you know. So yeah, I just being kinder to myself, you know, just practicing being kinder to myself and allowing myself to let myself off the hook, you know, and forgiving myself for making mistakes. It's okay, right? And now I know better. Now I know that if you know, I have to use the restroom or go inside their place, I will text them next time, you know, or call and say, hey, is the alarm on? Can I go inside and use the restroom, you know? And also, just know next time I'll just leave the house earlier, you know? Just kind of plan for, you know, traffic to be bad again, and you know, just leave the house a little earlier next time. It's fine, you know. But yeah, everything's fine. Nothing is really a big deal unless I make it a big deal in my own mind, you know. So I'm just trying to have a, you know, just kind of a easy going attitude about everything now, you know. Just be cool, you know. And about everything, even the serious stuff, you know. Oh, my daughters, they, you know, they might not love me anymore, you know, they might not, you know, they might hate me, they might believe everything that, you know, is being said about me, and, you know, they might not really, you know, believe that how much I love them and care about them and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's cool, it's fine, you know, nothing's gonna change the way I feel about them. And, you know, as they get older, they might get more curious and ask me questions, and then that'll give me an opportunity to clear the air, you know? That's fine. It's like, oh, but I don't want to miss this stage of their life. I don't want to miss their childhood when they're growing up. They're about to become teenagers, you know? There's a crucial point in their life, and I don't want to miss it. It's like, it's cool. You know, I was there for most of their life up until now. You know, I was very involved in everything, and, you know, maybe this is a good time in their life to just kind of figure themselves out without my influence, you know, and without me there all the time constantly, you know, and just maybe they need this time, maybe I need this time, you know. It's cool, whatever, you know, just trying to be relaxed about everything, you know. And like, oh, what if I get sick, what if I get a disease and I can't work anymore, and, you know, I can't take care of my kids, and, you know, financially, and I, you know, what if I, all this stuff. And it's like, it's cool. Right now I'm healthy, everything's fine, you know. And thinking that way, I might even work myself into a sickness, you know, into a disease. Like, don't, you know, be cool, you know, be calm, be grateful, you know. It's like, I tell myself, you know, because if I stress about it and worry about it, I could worry myself into an illness, you know. Like, because I think it was Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton, he said, disease is because of dis-ease. You're not at ease, you know? And so when we're anxiety, when we're tensed, when we're stressed, when we're having, you know, anxiety and worry, then we're not at ease. So that can cause us to have a dis-ease, disease, you know? I was like, wow, I like that. So yeah. I can literally worry myself into a disease, you know? So now I'm just gonna, you know, just be easy, right? Take the easy path. And, well, not, you know, I mean, not be lazy or anything like that, but just, you know, be at ease, be calm, be comfortable, you know, with myself, be comfortable with my flaws, my mistakes, my shortcomings, you know, just be okay with it, be accepting. And yeah, just be cool, you know, and be grateful. So it's kind of helping me out. But yeah, I just wanted to talk myself through this, share it on my podcast. You know, I'm freaking out over here because I'm an idiot. Shoot, man. When that alarm started beeping, I was like, shoot, man. I had such a great day. You know, the dog looks amazing. I think the owner is going to be so happy, and here I go, just messed it all up, you know, shoot. And then when I just closed the door, you know, I might as well have just gone in there and used the restroom, you know, because that's why I opened it in the first place. But this feeling just went away, I didn't need to use it. But yeah, man. And then the siren went off, and I was like, oh my god, now I'm really screwed, you know, like, shoot. But in the end, everything's all right. Who cares? You know, like, seriously. And, you know, if they're the type that's going to really get upset about that and, you know, not want me to come back, hey, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe, you know, it would be me dodging a bullet in the future, you know, if I accidentally did something or their dog got injured, because their dog doesn't stay still much either. She's gotten much better than the first time I groomed her. First time I groomed her, oh my god, she was a mess. But now, I think it's like the fourth or fifth time I groomed her. But yeah, she's doing much better now, but she still has her tendencies. Dips her head, uses her muzzle, her snout to try to, like, you know, get me to, you know, stop scissoring around her feet, and that's dangerous. Her front legs and feet, she, you know, moves them around like she's some sort of kung fu master. And yeah, so there is a chance that, you know, she could accidentally get injured during one of the grooms. I take my time, and I'm super focused so that it doesn't happen. But if it does happen and they're the type that might get super irritated about me setting off the alarm by accident, then they might be the type that might get really angry and put a really bad review on my social media and stuff like that. So, you know, and that could really be bad for my brand. And so, yeah, no matter what happens. But I don't think they are. I think they're actually really cool. And they probably understand, you know. Shoot, I had to use the restroom, you know, and I opened the door thinking that somebody was there. You know, I didn't know nobody was there. So mistakes can happen. And I think they're understanding. So really, I don't think anything bad is going to happen. Even if it does, you know, I'm just going to be cool with it. And just understand that if I had the wisdom and the foresight to be able to see the future and see how everything works out, I might even be grateful, you know, if it does turn out, quote unquote, bad, you know? Because nothing is really good or bad. Thinking makes it so, right? Was that Einstein that said that? I know Einstein gets attributed to a lot of quotes that he never said, but yeah, I think it's Einstein that said, nothing is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So I'm just gonna think good thoughts, and think of everything in a good way. because what other option do I have? Sit here and, you know, worry myself and stress out and have all this anxiety? No, you know, it's not gonna do any good. It's not gonna change what happened. It's not gonna change the situation, you know. So the situation is what it is. Just accept it and move on, you know. That's what I'm gonna do. Not worry about it anymore, and just be cool, baby. Just be calm and be at ease. But hopefully by me sharing what just happened and, you know, how I kind of talk myself through the anxiety and the worry, hopefully this will be helpful for anybody who does go through something similar. You know, just remind yourself, in the end, everything's okay. And it was, you know, whatever mess up you did, whatever it is that you messed up or, you know, dropped the ball or disappointed somebody, let someone down, just understand that it was unintentional. You didn't mean to do it, you know, and everybody makes mistakes. You know, learn from it and move on. And just accept it. And let's say it causes you to lose a relationship, or, you know, somebody that you really admired or you wanted to respected, they don't like you anymore, or they lost respect for you because you made a mistake. Hey, it's fine, you know. The person that's going to make the biggest difference in your life, you probably haven't even met them yet. You know, I like to remind myself that, you know, like, there are so many people in this world, and there are so many experiences that I have yet to have, you know. And so it doesn't even matter if you lose some relationships here and there, you know, and some people fall out of your life, because the person that might make the biggest difference in your life, you probably haven't even met them yet. I probably haven't even met them yet, you know. So one of the people that made a huge difference in my life, I didn't meet him till I lost my business, you know, and then he offered to help me and mentor me and made a huge difference in my life. But, you know, I didn't meet him till later in my life, after I started my business and failed, you know. And we don't talk anymore. He's busy, you know, and kind of our lives have taken us both different places now. And I'm busy. And honestly, he's helped me as much as he could, you know. I mean, at this point, I think it would be selfish of me to, you know, ask him for any more of his time. You know, he already gave me so much of his time and his wisdom and experience and helped me out so much. So it's not like he's a big part of my life anymore, but he made a huge impact. He made a huge difference in my life. And, you know, the next person that's going to make another big impact on my life, make a huge, you know, difference in my life, I probably haven't even met them yet. So, you know, it's okay if these people fire me or they don't ever want to see me again. It's fine, you know. Makes room for new people to come into my life. And I just want to think of things that way rather than sit there and like, oh no, you know, and cry and think of things in the worst ways, you know. No, I can look at the same situation and think of it in positive ways. And so can you. Because we're all the same. We're all different, of course. But we all bleed red. We all have, you know, a heartbeat. And in the end, we all want the same thing. We want to feel less pain and suffering. We want to suffer less and be more happy, right? And be happy. That's what Dalai Lama says. The Dalai Lama is a wise man, and he said that we are all the same in one thing. We all share one common thing, is that we all want to suffer less and be happy, you know, experience more joy, more happiness. And that's true. So, you know, hopefully this helps. And I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.